Your Morning Show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit Tuesday morning, November the 19th of 2019. We appreciate you joining us this morning. I was reading a deal this morning that Friendsgiving is big.
Yeah.
So people are electing, or they would rather enjoy their friends on the holidays than to actually have to spend time with their family.
But that does make sense, though.
Why is that?
Because there's not as many, maybe, I don't know, intense quarrel moments, argument type things.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
Less questions about life.
Right.
When are you going to have another baby?
Right.
Is this the one for you? All those crazy questions. And with your friends, you can kind of be yourself.
Right, I get that.
I remember as a kid, man, I loved Christmas because we got presents. Any other family holiday, I dreaded.
Did you have ladies kiss you on the cheek and stuff?
Yeah, and I would never know who people were. Like, they would be like, oh, I can't believe how much you've grown. Now, oh, look how pretty your hair is.
And now we're the ones that say that.
Yeah, it's crazy, though, because I guess we naturally just kind of turn into that.
Yes.
But, man, I'd go to my mom. I'll never forget going to her or my grandmother down at Doris. I'm like, who is that?
Right.
Who is that sloppy kissing lady?
That's your third cousin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always had those people we couldn't ever remember, but remembered everything about us.
Right.
I remember the day you were born. I'm like, I don't know you from Adam.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the year was 1995, and George Strait had the number one song in country music.
And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
George Strait, Check Yes or No, number one on this day in 1995.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So earlier this morning, we got to play George Strait, Check Yes or No, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever pass a note like that said, do you like me, yes or no? Or will you go out with me, yes or no? Did you ever pass a note?
Kelly, I would be lying if I said I didn't write those notes. I
did. Aww. Do you remember her name?
I never gave them out.
You never actually passed them to the girl?
No, I tuck them away in my binder.
Aww.
I was always afraid of rejection.
Aww.
Even at an early age, I didn't want to know. Like, if you liked me, that's awesome. But what if you didn't like me?
Aww.
I wasn't going to put myself out there for that.
Man.
I was afraid they were going to check no.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a tour that's going out next year I'm kind of excited about. There's tons of great country shows, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like we get most of those big country shows in this area. But there's an old school rock show that's going out on tour.
What is it?
That I want to go to. Because I think it's like, it's all the nostalgia of our youth. It's Motley Crue.
Really?
So Motley Crue said back in 2014, like most people, this is our retirement tour.
Right.
We're never going to do this again. We're never going back out together. 5 years later, they're going back out together. It's going to be Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and Poison.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, all this hairspray coming together and makeup and leggings and all that stuff, all back together for one mega rock show.
I want to go to that show.
You would?
Yeah.
I don't really think of you as being a fan of that type of music, because I think of you, when I think of you, I think more like Boys to Men.
Yeah.
New Edition.
Yeah, like, I like a plethora of stuff.
You like Motley Crue?
Yeah.
Who's in Motley Crue?
What do you mean?
One of the main people in Motley Crue. Anybody
like,
you know in
like
Motley Crue.
Like the band?
Well, yeah, not in the, no, the crew. I want to know who's in the road crew. Who set up the stage last time?
I don't know their names. It's been a long time.
Okay.
People are yelling at me right now.
Do you think that Pamela Anderson's ex-husband would be in there?
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee,
That's right, the drummer.
The drummer in Motley
Crue. Okay, I do know that.
What's your favorite Motley Crue song?
Dr. Feelgood.
All right, I have it. It's good. Name your second favorite Motley Crue song.
There's that one with girls in it.
Okay.
I know that one.
That's close. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. You know more than I thought. What's your third favorite Motley Crue song?
I don't know the rest of the names of the songs. I'd have to hear the songs.
You don't know them, but you want to go see them in concert.
It'd be fun.
You know this one? You ever heard that?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
What's the name of the song?
I don't know.
They just said it.
I don't know.
They just said it.
I was talking to you.
No, you... Kickstart My Heart.
Oh, that.
What about this one?
Oh, yeah. What's that? On My Way.
Nope.
I'm On My Way.
Nope, not I'm On My Way either. Keep going. Think how it goes. I'm on my way.
I don't know the rest of it. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Oh, sweet home.
You don't know that?
Tonight.
So Poison's going out with them. Like, doesn't this sound fun? I might get a Zima.
You can wear your do-rag. Cowboy hat.
So this is all the Def Leppard song. You know this one. Tell me, nobody can hear you shake your head.
Yeah.
This is Photographs. If you know this one.
This is scary. Yeah, I know this one.
So you know these. And then, of course, Poison.
You gotta remember, I wasn't allowed to listen to this back in the day.
Yeah, but it's classic music. You know that?
Yes.
What about one of their biggest ballads? It's about a flower.
A rose?
Okay.
Has a thorn.
A rose has a thorn. One of my favorite songs by Poison.
Though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
And Kelly's probably personal favorite, Talk Dirty to Me.
I gotta touch you, cause baby we'll be at the drive-in.
Sing it.
In the old man's Ford, behind
you
the bushes.
You're not allowed to go to the show. Can't know four songs
down
and go.
Down the basement, lock the cellar door and baby.
Go. Has no clue. She is not allowed to go to that concert.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
Well, the American Music Awards have this big Artist of the Decade performance plan for Taylor Swift and, well, Scott Borchetta, Big Machine Label Group, and Scooter Braun, her current, the owner of her library, told her at one point she couldn't perform. She couldn't perform the old music. She could only do new stuff. Well, that's what she says, and she said that on social media. It caused all kinds of drama for both of those organizations, and now it looks like Big Machine and Scooter Braun have given Taylor the ability and the right to go out there and perform the older music. And it could be a deal just to kind of...
Well, they were getting death threats, too.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder if they're trying to make her look bad by being like, oh, we never said you couldn't do that.
Right.
Anyway, so on the American Music Awards performance for Artist of the Decade... Now, it looks like you'll be able to hear this song. And this song.
Said no, baby, and, you might still have me.
And probably this one as well.
Our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out, it, tapping on your
Taylor
window.
Swift, headed to the AMAs, and it looks like we'll be hearing her older music.
Gotcha gossip on Kylie Jenner. So let me remind you, Kylie Jenner is 22 years old, and she is a billionaire.
Wow.
Billionaire with a B. And she just made another $600 million by selling 51% of her Kylie Cosmetics company. She sold it to a company called Coty, which is the company that owns CoverGirl. She says she's excited about the partnership, and she feels like going through them will help her reach more fans, people that want to, you know, get her makeup and her skincare.
That's pretty neat for her.
Yeah, so she's going to continue to be the face of Kylie Cosmetics. But again, she is 22 years old and a billionaire.
Who would have thought that Kylie Jenner would have been the catch
of
the bunch, right?
I know.
Hey, gotcha gossip on Dancing with the Stars. Sad night last night on television. James Van Der Beek, who was actually a really good dancer. I saw him last week. I was like, he's pretty good, right? And he was on Dawson's Creek. He announced early in the show that he and his wife had suffered a miscarriage earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Very emotional, and of course, toward the end of the night, they have to eliminate people. They're getting down to the wire on the crew, and James Van Der Beek was the one that had to go home. Super emotional last night. So emotional that Ally Brooke, who's another celebrity dancer on the show, volunteered to give her spot in the finals to James Vanderbeek. Here's how it went down last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Two votes to save Ali and Sasha.
Can I give it to James, please?
No. That's lovely of you to say that. So but sweet. I know, sweetheart. Oh. I know.
Can I give it to you?
No.
I'm so sorry.
Ali and Sasha have been saved and sent to the finale by the judges. I just want to let this moment breathe.
Very emotional last night on Dancing with the Stars. Also emotional, James Vanderbeek made a social media post that showed his wife and his daughter in the hospital bed. Mm. And it talks about the loss.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people who wants to read that, we have that up. It is emotional. It's going to tug at your heart this morning. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Makes me want to go out and two-step this morning.
All right.
Let's go two-stepping. I could never figure out the two-step. My mom was a big fan of the Urban Cowboy movie, and she would always try to teach me how to do that.
Can you count to two?
Yeah, I can do that. But I don't know how to do the dance. Do you?
Yeah.
You can two-step.
Yes.
Could you teach me?
Yes.
Would we have to embrace?
Probably not.
We don't have to embrace?
We can do it without the embrace.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Okay. So what do I do? Stand up.
No.
I want you to two-step.
You're just going to step to the right twice and then step back once. Step to the right twice, step back once.
Two, one, two, two, one. Or is it one, two, one, one, two, one?
Even you make me confused.
See, I don't know. My mother was like,
maybe
this is the most.
You should just not talk when someone's teaching you something. And that might help.
Well, I have to let it sink in.
Oh, okay.
And me repeating it. Mm. One, two, two, one, two, two. That's not it either.
I don't think that's the case. One,
cadence. Two, one. One, two, one. One, two, one.
It's step, step, back. Step.
No.
Step,
if it's called the two back. Step, there's got to be numbers
one,
in it.
One, two, back. One.
That's not how
two,
you do it. I guarantee back. You that's wrong.
I'm an expert.
One, two, back doesn't sound like the two step to me. If anybody knows that, please let me know. Why can't I do the simplest of tasks?
Really? Two-step being one of them?
Yes.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There's a 19-year-old guy named Nathan from Bel Air, Maryland, and he's a bank teller at a Federal Credit Union branch. Well, he was working a few days ago when a 78-year-old guy came in and made this big withdrawal.
Okay.
So that night, Nathan went to the guy's house, forced his way in, attacked the guy, and robbed him. He began to run off when the guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter pulled a gun and threatened to call the cops.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the police were able to put the pieces together, and they arrested Nathan at the bank 2 days later. He's been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion.
Wow.
But speaking of bank tellers and banks, I got fired once from a job working at a bank.
You did?
Yeah, an elderly man came in and asked me to check his balance, so I pushed him over.
Oh, okay.
They didn't look too highly. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, if you're in school or your kids are in school and you love your teacher, we have the Rockin' Apple Award. I've been doing these parties for like 16 years. Mm-hmm. And we want to come to your school. Go to kfine.com to nominate your favorite teacher or text teacher to 62582. That's teacher to 62582.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I feel like our family has finally entered the current century.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, we talk about these things that progress so fast and how, oh, you need to go get this and this is trendy right now and all these different things. And my wife realized that I was bucking a trend and had something delivered for me. So I finally have one of those Amazon devices in my house, one of those Alexa devices.
Okay. Yeah. Do you like it?
And now I can say, Alexa, what's the forecast? Alexa, read me the news.
You're trying to make people upset right
Alexa,
now.
Alexa, tell me a joke. Do you have one?
No, I don't. Do not have one.
Why not?
Because I have my phone.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun. Like, and this thing can hear everything. It's weird. Like, you can be playing a song really loud, and I can go, Alexa, stop. And it stops.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
So she minds better than kids.
100% minds better than kids. Now, the one thing that kind of upset me a little bit, and I'm working on it, was, like, we can go to the Alexa device and say, Alexa, play K-Fine. And the station's going to play. And you can have those configured all throughout your house. You just walk into like the bedroom, Alexa, play K-Fine. Boom, right there.
Awesome.
So I'm working on the podcast.
Yes.
Because I did, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. I do not know what that is.
Well, did you tell her?
I sent her back. She's done.
You're going back to the store.
But there's like, we have to try to register it and all this kind of different stuff. But that's kind of cool, though.
That is cool. That
you can walk through there. Alexa, like, we don't have all the gimmicks where, like, you can do the lights. But people have it, like, Alexa, do the lights. Alexa, turn up the heat. That's Alexa, awesome. Open the blinds.
That's awesome.
I remember my friend Derek, when he first got his, he wanted to take me in the house to show me what he could do.
With Alexa?
Yeah, and he's in there like, Alexa, turn on the lamp. And it didn't turn on. And boy, you know, when you think it's going to work and it doesn't when you're trying
he's
to brag
upset.
On it. Yeah, it's like, I don't know what's wrong with this stupid thing. But they're kind of neat.
So did Kai ask Alexa any fun questions?
Well, Kai's not real nice to Alexa.
Really?
Like, I talk polite. I was taught to be polite as a child. Mm-hmm. Alexa, turn on K-Fine, right? And it works. And Kai's like, Alexa, stop! And I'm like, Kai, calm down on Alexa.
You're going to hurt Alexa's feelings.
But Leslie posted the story that his big deal now, because he's developed maybe a little bit of a crush on Jana Kramer. So now he walks through the kitchen and he goes, Alexa, play Jana Kramer.
Nice.
And I think part of it is him just doing that to aggravate his mother a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
No, I get it. Yes.
So Jana Kramer's streams have gone up over the last couple of days because of Kai. I do think they're kind of neat, though.
That is cool.
And like you can integrate it with so many different things. And I feel like I'm currently contemporary, which probably means I'm behind the trend now. There's probably something different.
Yeah, something's about to come out right before Christmas.
Right as I get it.
Yep.
There's going to be the newer, faster, knows everything, can do your laundry and mop your floors.
If you have this old Alexa, you're just way behind.
That's going to be me,
yep,
right?
It is.
Gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah,
happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, November the 19th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Jeremy Harris of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Napoleon Carter of Paragould. Mary Kay Willis of Pocahontas is celebrating. Haley Halfacre in Cherry Valley. Happy birthday. Jaden Lamb is turning 6 years old. Love from Mommy, Daddy, Lexi, and Libby. We have Jack Johnson of Newport celebrating. Allery Anderson of Monette turns 11. Monica Shadler of Pocahontas, 24. Violet Van Kirk of Hoxie is 15. Spencer Sipper, also from Hoxie, 15 years old today. And Chrissy Slater of Jonesboro celebrates as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Tyga is 30 today. I think he used to date one of the Jenner girls, maybe.
I think it was Kylie.
Yeah.
And I also believe he might have been dating at some point Ariana Grande.
Tyga, happy birthday.
Yep.
Cam is 35 today. Of course, she's known for this song right here.
Ooh, we got to play it. Yeah. Before I get to the song, I want to mention that we did a backstage meet and greet with her.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And David was not happy with the photo that he took because it looked like he was smuggling raisins underneath his shirt.
Correct. So I simply asked her if we could retake it and told her why, and it made David very uncomfortable.
Because we showed her the picture of why David looked inappropriate.
Correct.
Happy birthday to Cam, who celebrates today.
I've been sleepwalking.
She's really nice.
Been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke.
And she's about to have a baby.
Yeah, congratulations, Cam, 35 years old today.
Adam Driver is 36. Of course, that's Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movies. Jodie Foster is 57 today. Hello, Clarice. She's in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon?
Never seen it.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so upset. Meg Ryan is 58 today.
Ooh, she did all those romantic comedy movies.
With Tom Hanks.
You've Got Mail.
Sleepless in Seattle.
When Harry Met Sally.
Some good ones.
Yeah, the dining room scene.
You probably haven't even seen that movie.
I've seen that scene.
Matt Sorum is 59, the drummer for Guns N' Roses.
What's so funny about that?
You're just weird.
We're at a cafe, right? Matt Sorum, GNR, 59 years old today.
Calvin Klein is 77 today. Larry King, I didn't realize he's 86 today.
You didn't realize he was 86?
I did not realize he was 86 today.
You didn't realize he was going to have a birthday, did you?
Correct.
Thank you. That's awful. Awful.
And Billy Currington is 46 today.
Let's do some Billy Currington. Hey, what can I say? I can do the lines, it's all okay. Oh, you know, he's had a bunch of hits, like this one. I told her way up yonder past the caution light. All right. There's a little country store with a no coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Billy Currington, 46 today. We can get on it. Let's take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance. One of my favorites.
But I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
This one too. It's a Friday night. It's a small town girl. Everything is right. And we rule the world. 2 12s in the truck back beating. I think David's seen him in concerts. That's really good. Billy Currington. Billy Currington, 46 years old today. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So last year, Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, released a hunting parody called Before She Bleats.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Okay. Well, I guess he felt it was time for another one because he's back. This time it's set to Lone Star's song Amazed. And you know what? He doesn't sound that bad.
Well, I mean, he's talented.
Right. Here's what he sounds like. I don't know how you grew, the length of your
G2s, they just keep getting longer. There's a video. I want to spend the rest of my life with you close broadside
forever.
Actually really funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Our kids are going to love that as they get older. But we have the whole video up on the BBITM blog at kfun.com.
If you're looking for a reason to go to Nashville, we might have the reason. CMT Crossroads coming up on Tuesday. 1 week from today is doing a taping with Chris Young and Gavin DeGraw. Ooh. They're going to be doing the show in what's called the Liberty Hall, the factory at Franklin. And they're saying doors open at 7, doors close at 8, and they estimate the show's going to take about an hour and a half to film. Wow. And again, Crossroads is where you take country and you mix it with some type of other genre. And Gavin DeGraw is probably best known, I would assume, for this song right here. I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. He also did this song. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two. And finally I'm forced to face the truth. So you take Gavin DeGraw, put him with Chris Young. I was raised on girl, raised on Willie. Got Tuesday. My honky tonk attitude from Joe Dippy. Daddy did too. It's family tradition. And Chris Young has so many good ones. All I can think getting you home. We used to be the lively party. Come on, Michelle. We used to be the ones that we can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. to play you my favorite Chris Young song ever.
Okay.
And I listen to it sometimes late at night.
So I'm going to pull out pictures, ones with you in them, laugh and cry a little while reminiscing by myself. I can't help that all I think about is how you were taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, missing you comes in waves, and tonight I'm drowning.
That song is good. So good. Anyway, it's Chris Young, Gavin DeGraw, CMT Crossroads, being recorded 1 week from today.
Brantley Gilbert has announced his next single. It's called Fired Up. Here's what it sounds like.
Times in the making, baby, crank it, fire it up. Get you a little buzz, country queens, do your thing. Y'all can get this small town, let's
fire up. Come on now, get fired up right now.
Hey, Brantley Gilbert's going to be at Simmons Bank Arena, North Little Rock. That's coming up February 21st. We have a whole bunch of free tickets to that show.
And the lyric video of Brantley's new radio single is up on the blog, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
The Voice was on TV last night.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was that emotional show.
Gosh.
So basically, they're going to go through and say, hey, what songs mean the most, have emotional meanings for you? And of course, Mary Beth Bird from Armorell, Arkansas, right by Blyville, is still on the show. And she's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Really sweet, really kind.
Genuine.
Great heart. When she was in here, she was talking, the last time she was here, she was talking about her cousin, and he passed away. So I was really thinking that was probably going to be who she sang the song about. What happened after she left, within just a couple of days, her grandfather passed away. And her grandfather was really the person who really told her, chase your dreams, go, love music, you're good at this, chase it, chase it, chase it. So in the preview interview, it's her kind of talking about the song that she wants to sing with John Legend, and she gets emotional. John Legend, you can see it in his eyes, he gets emotional. And I wanted to go back and play a little bit of this from last night on The Voice, Mary Beth Bird singing Go Rest High on That Mountain.
Troubled, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain.
Remember, she's only 18.
Go.
She's in tears. They go to John Legend, who is in tears as well. What a beautiful performance. Yeah. So it was a long day for us. At the end of the night, we're watching that show on DVR, and I'm like, you know what? I feel like I want to get up, and I want people to know we need to vote for Mary Beth Byrd. What a strong, strong performance. An emotional night for her. If you haven't seen the video, I think the video is awesome as well. I mean, just the set looks awesome. She looks great and composed, and she's 18 and so strong. We have that performance video up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You know that deal where you're sitting there and all of a sudden you realize you have to go to the bathroom?
Is that what just happened to you?
I've had way too much coffee and I haven't peed this morning.
Well, thanks for letting us know.
So I'm going to do that real quick.
All right.
And we're going to play this.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Why do you do this to me? So stupid. Why don't you do a full disclosure? Why don't you do a full disclosure and just tell everybody what you did?
Well, Kelly was in the bathroom, and I unplugged her headphones.
So I just put them on, and as we went on the air, he saw my look of what is wrong with my headphones.
Right. What's happened? Oh, my gosh. I can no longer hear.
And he just starts laughing.
But she's got the look on her face.
Like something's wrong.
As opposed to looking down to see if something's unplugged or turned down. She just looks. So...
Also, who announces as we go on the air that you need to go to the bathroom? Who does that?
Well, I noticed it because we were going to do a little quick, what we call a talk over.
Yes.
In between the songs. I was going to do the talk over, and then that was what was on my mind.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Because it just hit. You know, it's like, oh, I got to go. And it's like, it happens like that if you're on a road trip.
It right? does.
So we were headed to Nashville to see Jana Kramer a couple of weeks ago, and we had been on the road and had just stopped for something, and within 20 minutes, my wife says, I have to go to the bathroom.
I'm always scared that's going to happen to me.
And it happens right as we're crossing the bridge into Memphis, right? And I'm like, can you wait until we get to like exit 18? We're at like exit 1.
That's a no.
Because, like, I know spots we can stop. You know, you want to stop in places that are good places to stop. But I got to go. I got to go. And then she's got to tell me about it the whole time around there. I'm like, did you not know that you had to go? And she's like, I didn't have to go. And I'm like, well, did you have any inkling that you might need to about to have to go?
Well, see, all of this that you just described is you just a second ago. So you don't need to get mad at your wife anymore.
I wasn't mad. I was just saying I'm not stopping. And if you have to go in the car, you're just going to have to go.
Well, next time we're not stopping the show and you're just going to have to go.
Well, I didn't have to go that bad. Well, we were going to do something else anyway.
Okay.
So I don't know why you're being a hater about it. Do you never have that feeling where you just have to go?
Well, not where I'm going to announce it.
It just happens.
On the air.
It's like, well, I turned into a 7-year-old boy. Gotta go to the bathroom. Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
How many more minutes?
Are we there yet? 9 o'clock at night. Dad, can I have a Coke? No, you can't have a Coke at 9 o'clock at night. What are you thinking?
Right.
Can I have some coffee?
They'll ask that.
I know that. Anyway, hey, good news. If you like the show, we have the podcast available pretty much everywhere now, which is awesome. So if you've never checked out a podcast, and I know when Kelly was telling me I listen to podcasts, I'd be like, why do you want to go and listen to that when you can listen to music? But then you figure out, like, you learn more about these people and these personalities on podcasts, and you can listen to our full show on in podcast form on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which you can get on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music has it. You can also go to the iHeartRadio app to get it. You can listen through Spotify. You can listen through TuneIn.
There's no excuses.
The podcast is literally everywhere. It is myself and Kelly at our best. And on some days, at our
worst. Sometimes, I was going to say, not all the time.
If you've never sampled a podcast, go to any of those places to get the podcast, or you can sample it on our website. We have it on the blog. We post it every day, and you can check it out there as well.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I just posted on my Instagram story because, again, I am big time into polls right now because people enjoy polls. And let me go back to my poll from yesterday and let you know that most people believe, like 85, 87% of people believe that we need more icing on cinnamon rolls.
I agree with that.
So the people who didn't, and I knew a couple of them, I was like, wait a minute. You?
Yeah.
Who says we don't need more icing?
We need less icing?
That's insane.
It is.
I mean, that's like saying here's a donut with no sugar on it. Makes no sense. No glaze, no nothing. So today, because I've noticed this is happening more and more often, and I tried this about a week ago when I was trimming my facial hair.
Okay.
Because every once in a while I go through the deal, and it's typically on a Sunday, where I'm like, I think I want to shave my face all the way. And I can never explain it. And then for about 3 or 4 days, I feel very vulnerable.
Well, you come in and you're upset. And I'm like, why are you upset? Because I shaved.
Well, it's because I think people treat me differently when I shave. No, I really do. I feel it.
Really?
I feel, yeah. And it could be all in my mind, but I really mm-hmm. feel like my wife treats me different. I feel like when I walk in after I've shaved my face, that you kind of giggle.
Well, maybe, okay, it's not a treat you different, but maybe there is a giggle.
But why?
Because you make it weird.
No, I don't.
You walk in knowing we're going to notice, and then you just have this, like, look on your face.
Can
like,
I tell
go
you?
Ahead. Go ahead. Make fun of me.
Let me tell you what goes through my mind when I decide I want to shave. Typically, I've seen something with The Rock. Right? And he can be bald and have a shaved face and look like a freaking stud. Right?
You realize it's The Rock, though. You're comparing yourself to somebody that's very unattainable. Why are you staring at me like that?
Because that might be a little bit offensive.
It's not offensive.
No, it's because he's The Rock and you're you is basically what you just
that's
now
like
said.
That's like me comparing myself to Margot Robbie. Like, if I'm going to go out that high, like, maybe you're just shooting a little high.
Well, I still think that's rude. But anyway, so sometimes when I go to shave my face, I like come in because my wife is real picky. Like she just likes to scruff. So sometimes I'll go in with like longer sideburns and a goatee.
Just to mess with her.
So imagine me with no hair on top, but with sideburns.
Will you please take pictures next time?
I have before. Or then I'll go in and I'll do just the goatee. And she's like, nope. Nope. Like, she doesn't think it looks right on me.
Yeah, my husband's done that before, too.
Doesn't look right on him?
Mm-mm.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe just because you're used to it.
Early 2000s, the goatees were the thing.
I think that's because of Iron Man. What? Tony Stark had, like, a very prominent, like, goatee.
Yeah.
That's, that, like, a ton of them. You saw a ton of them after that.
Do you see a ton of goatees now, just goatees?
No, I don't.
Not really
I
as much,
I see mostly
right?
scruff.
Yeah.
Not full beard, just scruff.
Yeah, kind of like I have. You see it?
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely trending today.
So I did go in one time with just a mustache because, like, I see more people with them now.
Hmm.
And I was like, maybe she'll like this. My dad had a mustache in the mid and late 70s. So maybe when everything comes back, like, the guy in Midland looks fine with the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt looks okay when he has one. Sergeant Larry Rogers from Animal Control has a good mustache.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck has a good mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw somebody I know the other day as I was walking through the stands at Arkansas State. I won't call him out by name, but he listens to the podcast. And I saw him with the mustache. And I was like, whoa! And it stopped me. I was literally going to do a giveaway in the stands. Saw him and stopped.
It was that different.
Because I wasn't ready for him to have a mustache.
Is that a thing right now?
I think it might be a thing. Now, I know people do like different things for like No Shave November and Movember and all this different stuff, but I've been seeing it happen for a while. Like you see police officers a lot of times where if they're not allowed to have the full facial hair, they go with just the mustache. But like, is that a look that women like? Or are guys doing it just to be guys?
I think guys sometimes would, if I was a younger police officer and a lot of people thought I was like, I looked like I was 18 years old, I can see me wanting to grow a mustache if I could.
Yes.
To make myself look older.
Now I'm older because I have a mustache.
I can grow facial hair.
Well, we have a coworker who has gone from having scruff, facial hair, beardish, to having a mustache.
I wonder if that was his decision or if he lost a bet or if his girlfriend likes it. We should call him and ask him.
Do you want to?
I think it would be fun.
What if it's awkward?
Well, you'll be the one talking
to him. I want you to talk. I don't want to have to bring it up.
Okay.
Like, is the reaction that women love them and that's why guys are doing it? Or is it guys like, I don't care what they think. I'm just going to have a mustache because I like a mustache.
I don't know.
Or is it because like the No Shave November, Movember deal?
I'm sure some of that is that. But I know some guys that just rock a mustache just to rock it.
But ladies, when you see a mustache, do you find it attractive? Do you love them or hate them? That's the question on my Instagram story right now, Brandon on KFIN. Also, the phone lines, if you want to jump in on this, 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're talking about mustaches. Are mustaches good for the ladies? Not on ladies, but are they like the ladies like them?
Right.
Let me clarify that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So far, let's go back. And again, my Instagram story poll is up. Brandon on KFIN. 71% of ladies so far say they hate them.
Wow.
29% love them. So anyway, if you're rocking a mustache, and I realize there's people who are doing mustaches for different things, but like, let's say the month of November is over, and do you keep it? Mm-hmm. Like, if you think that girls like them, do you keep it? Because I might be able to have a mustache. It would be kind of light. Can you see it?
Maybe like you could use some of that just for men's stuff, and you could brush it in, and then you could really see it. Because you do have hair. It's just blonde.
Right. That's the issue. And some of it is a different color.
So you might have a mustache, but you just can't see it because of the color of the hair.
So what do you think I should do? Like black?
You just smiled really weird. Maybe. Red.
Can you imagine with my skin tone?
And just a bit black.
And then I tried to deny that I've dyed it.
No, it's just the way my hair grows.
It just grew back like this.
I don't know what it is.
I shaved it enough times it came back thick and coarse.
Now I want you to do that, please.
I'm afraid I'd stain my skin, though, and it wouldn't come off.
Something would happen.
So one of our coworkers, his name is Alex. He is sporting a mustache. And I'll be honest, when we all saw it for the first time, we were mm-hmm. like, oh, there it is.
I wasn't ready the first time.
Because he's always had, like, since I've known him, it's either been, like, he'll shave it down sometimes and have very little scruff, or it's, like, you know, pretty scruffy.
Yeah.
It's never been a mustache. Maybe it was, I don't remember, last November. But let's see if we can get him on the phone this morning, because I want to figure out, like, why he did it.
Yeah.
And if his girlfriend likes it. Like, does it help? You know?
Hello?
Alex, what are you doing this morning?
This morning, I'm making a protein shake. Gonna hop in the shower real quick and then head up to the office.
All right. Is there protein shake in your mustache?
No, not right now.
Okay, so I have this deal and I'm trying to figure it out because I can only really do two things with my facial hair. No facial hair or light scruff. You can do full beard, right?
Yeah.
Can it become a bushy beard?
Yes. It can eventually.
But I've noticed over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, you've transitioned from scruff, from the beard, and you've gone a different direction.
With the mustache, yes. Yes, I have.
Okay, so explain to me the decision behind going with the mustache.
Well, so some people do what's called No Shave November, where you just don't shave at all. And then some people do what's called Movember, and it's to raise awareness for men's mental health.
All right, so today you're rocking a mustache for Movember.
Yes.
Now, is it really for Movember, or is it for maybe trying to pick up chicks?
Well, I'm happily taken, so no chick's gonna get picked up by this stash.
Does
sure.
she? Does your girlfriend like your stash?
You know, I didn't think that she would when I first started growing it. However, she's told me that it's kind of grown on her.
Really?
Yeah, and I've gotten some different compliments from people since I've started doing it, but I can never tell if they are genuine, like, hey, you know, that's a good-looking stash, or like, oh, that's a novel stash you've got there.
Well, the first time I saw it, I wasn't ready because we were at a high school tailgate,
yeah. And
we were with one of our friends from the Air Force, and he has a mustache. And
yes.
He turned around, and when you turned around and had the mustache at the same time, and it was the first time I saw it, I thought maybe that he had asked you to do it, or it was something for the Air Force.
Or maybe you had joined the Air Force.
Or you had joined, yeah.
Yeah, I joined the Air Force. No.
Because it was strikingly similar.
And that's what someone, when we were at those tailgates, actually asked me if I was with the Air Force or if I was with the radio stations, and their reasoning was that I had the mustache.
So, Brandon, if you would get a mustache, everyone would think you're in the Air Force.
Oh, I'm going to do it, man. Whenever I've tried it, my wife doesn't think it looks that good. But do you think if I just let it stay there for, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks, she would fall in love with it?
I don't know that she'd fall in love with it. I didn't say Kristen fell in love with my stash. I said it's kind of grown on her, which I think...
That means different things.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. You know what else grows? Bacteria and fungus.
Ew.
That's true.
Ew.
And me during the winter. All right, we'll see you, man.
All right, man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Taylor Swift and the American Music Awards. All the drama over the last week about that. Taylor is supposed to be getting the Artist of the Decade Award. She was supposed to perform a whole bunch of songs, a medley of her old classic songs.
Yeah, how could you perform Artist of the Decade when you can't even do your stuff?
Yeah, so anyway, she came out and said, hey, Big Machine Label Group and Scooter Braun told me I couldn't do this. They came back to say, hey, Taylor, we never said that. You just owe us some money from other stuff. Mm-hmm. And now it looks like Big Machine and Scooter Braun have relented, and it looks like Taylor Swift will now be allowed to play her older music at the American Music Awards. So we can hear that one. We might be able to hear this one. Right? Good stuff. And this. Artist of the Decade, Taylor Swift. It looks like the old music will be allowed to be played at the AMAs.
Gotcha Gossip on Kylie Jenner. So she's a billionaire, and she just made another $600 million simply by selling 51% of her Kylie Cosmetics company. She sold it to Coty, which is the company that owns CoverGirl. So she says she's excited about the... Yeah. That's 100%. You looked at me funny.
That's good.
Kylie said she's excited about the partnership because she can reach more fans this way. So if she goes with CoverGirl, she thinks that, you know, a lot of people can get her Kylie cosmetic stuff. So let me remind you, she's only 22 years old.
That's
she is
crazy.
A billionaire. 22
Insane.
Years old.
Yeah. What did you do by the age of 22? Were you a billionaire?
No.
Because I sure wasn't. And Gotcha Gossip on Dancing with the Stars, a big... elimination last night, and obviously when you get down toward the end of these reality shows, there's good people. Everybody's good, and somebody has to go home. Only one person can win, and last night was the end of the road for James Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
Now, what made it even more emotional, and you hear about when people get on these shows how it's taxing, and they truly want to win, but they want to support the other people as well. Well, James Vanderbeek, early in last night's show, described the fact that his wife and his family had just suffered a miscarriage. Over the course of the past week. So he was very emotional with that. At the end of the show, once they had announced James Vanderbeek was leaving, Ally Brooke, who advances on, was basically saying, hey, I want to give my spot to James Vanderbeek, which was really sweet. This is what it sounded like last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Two votes to save Ally and Sasha.
Can I give it to James?
No. That's lovely of you to say that. But I know, sweetheart.
Oh.
I know.
No, I'm so sorry.
Ally and Sasha have been saved and sent to the finale by the judges. I just want to let this moment breathe.
Very emotional night last night on Dancing with the Stars. And James Vanderbeek also shared a really emotional post as well. A picture of his wife and his daughter in the hospital bed. It's tough to look at, but emotional. And if you support James Vanderbeek, you might want to see it this morning. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You know how sometimes we say, hey, that's a concert we need to take the entire families
yeah.
to.
Mm-hmm.
Like my family, your family, we all go as a group. We don't get to do that very often.
Yeah.
But I think I've found one.
What is it?
July 17th and July 18th.
Okay.
There's two shows in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena.
Who is it?
It's Alabama.
I've never seen them.
So I saw them one time. Like, I literally remember, like, that's the country music I remember from my youth.
Yeah.
That's who I remember because they had so many hits. And I remember my grandparents and my mom loved Alabama. And, like, the idea that I got to go see them in Nashville at the symphony was awesome because they played with the orchestra. But this is the big, full arena show, loud, in your face,
awesome.
Alabama, all those hits, and there's so many of them.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
Because you can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down.
Oh no,
can't keep a good man down.
Right?
The closer you get, oh baby, the further I fall.
July 17th.
I'll be over the edge now.
And July 18th in Nashville.
Take me down. I wanna be. Turn around.
Turn around.
This man who lives inside of me.
Take me down and love me all night long. Hold me close and make me strong.
Take me down.
I mean,
take me down tonight.
So I've seen you at concerts before, and you're not a singer.
Oh.
At this concert, will you be singing?
Dude, I'll sing every word.
Spend my dollar. Park in a holler beneath the mountain moonlight.
This in Garth.
Hold her up tight. Make a little loving. A little turn of dubbing on a Mason
Dixon. Alabama. They're going to be in Nashville in July.
Oh, play me some mountain music.
You're smiling too.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
Come on now.
Yeah, I love Alabama.
I think my wife.
Sing it. Song, song of the South. A sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Alabama, Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, July 17th and July 18th of next year.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So last year, Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, released this hunting parody called Before She Bleats. Okay, he's a big hunter. Well, I guess he felt like it's time for another one because it's hunting time, right? Well, this time he has a new one. It's called Amaze. It's to Lone Star Song Amaze. And he doesn't sound that bad, actually.
Let's take a listen.
You should listen to it, yeah.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you close broadside.
So I'm sure Carrie is extremely proud of him, but we have the whole video up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
If you're a fan of CMT Crossroads, which I love that show, they're actually going to be filming one week from today in Franklin, Tennessee. The Crossroads is going to be Chris Young and Gavin DeGraw. So if you want to go to it, here's the information. Liberty Hall, the factory at Franklin in Franklin, Tennessee, which is right outside of Nashville. Get there at 7, doors closed, and you can't go in and out. 8 o'clock is when the show starts, and they estimate it goes until about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. So if you're a fan of Chris Young, Gavin DeGraw, you might want to be in Nashville one week from today.
Brantley Gilbert has announced his next single. It's called Fired Up. Here's what it sounds like.
To fire up, we go tonight. Got shining Masons, good times in the making, baby. Crank it, fire up. Get you a little bunch. Country queens, do your thing. Y'all can get this small town. Let's fire up.
Brantley Gilbert's coming to K-Fine Country. February 21st. We have tons of tickets, and the info's up on our website this morning, kfine.com.
And this whole lyric video is up on the blog as well, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, we talk all about men's mustaches, and do women really find them attractive? And we even have a coworker who has a mustache right now. And he's not sure that his girlfriend likes it, but he's still sporting it. So far on our poll, on my Instagram story, which is Brandon on KFIN, we are sitting at 83% of people saying they hate him.
Oh. Big number.
That's up right now on my Instagram. Also, that's going to be on the podcast today. Also on the podcast, we celebrate Alabama based on a concert tour. We have the audio from Mary Beth Bird from last night on The Voice and our thoughts and that really emotional performance. My family has finally entered the new century. We'll go through that. Kelly is ready to go to a rock concert and literally knows three songs total from three bands. Literally, she knows three songs. There's three bands playing.
It'd be a fun concert.
All of that is on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which you can get on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, on the iHeartRadio app, on Spotify, on TuneIn, and on our website, which is kfine.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
It's a big night for Mary Beth Bird. It's the elimination night at 7 o'clock tonight on NBC. We have the 11th season finale of Tosh.0 on Comedy Central. And tonight's schedule also includes The Flash, The Resident, NCIS, Arrow, Empire, This Is Us, New Amsterdam, Treadstone, Emergence, and NCIS New Orleans.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.